Today's Mishnah. Oh, gosh, right. We told Richie he's going to introduce it. Oh, Sir Richard. And so, we're zeicha to begin our next perek, Kol HaBegadim. We finished all of the dinim of Nigei Adam, and we're moving on to Nigei Begadim. So, when it comes to the individual, the person himself, when we're talking about Nigei Adam, we said that only Negayim that are on a Ben Yisrael are Metame, and that Akum is not Metame B'Negayim. What about the clothing of an Akum? So, Kol HaBegadim Metamim B'Negayim Chutz Mishal Nochrim. So any type of clothing, it could be baby's clothing, whatever, but it's all shayach to Tumas Negayim, but not clothing that is owned by a goy. Now, suppose you buy a beged that had a nega in it from a goy. So alokeach begadim en anochrim. Now, ask yourself, what is the din if a person becomes Jewish with a nega? So remember, we said before, we had that beautiful case that back in the seventh perek, that if he then becomes a ger, that nega is never going to be metamehim because it was a nega defined as a non-nega because of the fact that it was not in a bisar adam. So therefore, it didn't count. And yet, over here, the halacha is that if you buy the beged, then you now bring it to the kohen as if it's a new nega. And it has to start at the moment of the kinyan. So obviously, we don't view the fact that it happens to be owned by a goy as being the same thing as being in the skin of a goy. Because the beged per se is no different. It's just that keneged, the din of tuma, is the halacha of ownership. So the ownership says it's not going to be metami. But the moment that the ownership changes, it's the same beged that always was. So over here, you look at it as if it's a new nega. Why does it say batchila? Imagine that this guy was going to become a ger, and everybody knew it, but he hadn't finished his gerut, and he brought this to a kohen, and the kohen thought that he had already finished his gerut, and the kohen put it into hezger. That hezger is meaningless. And then when he finally does come back as a true ger, at that point, the kohen looks at it for the first time as if. Now, remember that there are only three types of material that are metame b'negayim. It's the nega in a beged semer, in a beged pishtan, or in leather and any type of clay or, which we'll be discussing later on. So things made out of leather. Now, remember back in Kalim, we learned that anything that comes from the yam is not metame. And the same thing is true about leather. So orot hayam, einan metamim b'negayim. So say you have a seal skin kind of beged, that is not shayach to tumas negayim. But suppose you attach something to the seal skin that is an actual gadol min ha'aretz. Either it could be wool, which is called gadol min ha'aretz. Remember, behemoths are considered to be gadol min ha'aretz. It could be pishtan, or it could even be skin or from a cow, let's say, or something that is gadol min ha'aretz, right? So then the halacha would be that even if it's the tiniest amount, afilu chut, afilu mishicha, it could be the slightest amount, because remember that we also learned back in Kalim that once you have a chibur, and a chibur consists of two stitches minimum, so you have a chibur of two stitches viewed from the top, where you put the stitch through, then it becomes all one thing. And at that point, it doesn't matter how much there is of the davar that's mekabel tumah, that is actually turns it into something that is shayach to kabbalas tumah. Remember, we had all our discussions about beds and about sheets and so on. So over here, if it's davar shu mekabel tumah, that means that it is something that is attached in a way, and that shteit kifot, two stitches, then it all becomes one thing, and the whole thing then becomes tameh, even though it's seal skin, it's now considered to be one thing together with whatever it was that was from the land. Okay, so it says, bebeget semer, o bebeget pishtim, Now, the Chiddush is that when the Torah refers to Tzemer, it refers very specifically to the hair of a sheep, the hair-like stuff that grows on a sheep. Now, there's other types of things that we call wool, which is hair that grows on other animals and that splits at the edges and makes a good insulating material. However, we learn out from the Pasuk that the Tzemer that is referred to in the Torah does not include Tzemer, let's say, of gemalim. So we have camel hair, and that oftentimes you'll find a material that's made out of camel hair, which is a type of wool. And if you would have a beged that was made out of that, it would not be mekabel tumas negayim. But suppose you spin threads out of tzemer gemalim and tzemer rechelim that were mixed together, and you ended up making these mixed threads. There's nothing wrong with making mixed threads as long as they're not tzemer upishta. So now, what's the din of that mixed thread? Then it goes according to the rov. Im rov min hagim alim einam metamim benegaim. So if most of the material that you wove into that thread comes from a camel, so then we consider the entire thing to go basarov, and it's called a camel. Im rov min arachelim, if most of it comes from sheep, then it's considered to be tzemer. And then it is metami benegayim. How about if it's mechza umechza? If it's exactly half, if you don't have enough to be mevatel the miut, which obviously there is no miut, so then the whole thing is considered to be exactly the same as the case of the seal skin that we were talking about before. Because if it's identifiable as a separate entity and it's connected to something which is mekabel tumah, which is the very case over here, the camel hair is one entity, the tzemer of the rachel is another entity, but they're connected, they're woven together. So then the entire thing, spun together, I mean, the entire thing is considered to be roi l'tumas negayim. Now, also we learn out that it could be pishtim. So the same thing is true of pishtim. Because remember, the pishtim is linen, and there's another material that is very similar to linen, and that is what they call in English hemp, and which is called all over the world cannabis, which in English became canvas. The reason it's called cannabis is because it is actually a form of the same thing that marijuana is, except that it does not have significant amounts of psychotropic material in it, but it's exactly the same species, subspecies of it, and therefore it's called in the Gemara cannabis. So pishtan and cannabis should throw fun zebazah. So let's say you mix canvas material with linen. Same exact thing. If there's more cannabis than pishtan, it's mevatalin. If it's the same amount, so then it's going to be mekabel tumas negayim. Mishnah Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph. Ha'orot v'ha'begadim ha'tzivu'in ein metam'in b'negaim. So now, if there was any type of coloration on the begadim, then they are not going to be mekabel tumah from negaim. They have to be that beige's color, which is the normal color of linen and of wool. They have to have their natural color, and then the nega appears on the natural color. But if the unique coloration of the din of nigei begadim, and we'll see that that is a very deep red or a very deep green, adam dam or yirak rak, if it appears on a material or on a skin which was colored itself, then there is no din of tumas negoyim. Masha ein kein, when it comes to tumas batim, over there, even though it's the same colors, Adam Dam or Yerak Rak, over there the halacha is that it doesn't matter whether they're colored or whether they're not colored, Bein Tzvu'im, Bein She'enam Tzvu'im, they are Metame B'negoim. So says Rabbi Meir. Now, Lamaisa, not everybody agrees with Rabbi Meir when it comes to the dinim of Begodim. Rabbi Yehuda says that you may be right when it comes to wool and linen, but you are not right when it comes to leather, because orot have the same din as batim. That coloration on the solid skin has the same din as a coloration on a solid home, and they become tame even if they're colored. That's the furthest shita away from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon is a middle shita. And Rabbi Shimon says like this, leather, it depends whether they have a natural coloration or whether they were dyed. So hatsruim bidei shamayim, if this is their natural color, so then their mitame biyarak rak oba adam da. And there would be no difference between them and batim. But if these leathers have been colored by leather dyes, bidei adam, enam mitamim. So this is a whole machlokas that is in the Sifra about how to read the pasuk, basically. It's not a machlokas in Sfarah.